Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Join us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. Catch us streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. You can also call in to just listen, make the mic nice, or get in on the discussion. Please, no vulgar or offensive language. Thank you. Would you like to be a guest host? Are you looking for exposure? A promo? Send your inquiry to lyricalforte@live.com.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Language. Thank you.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice, Lyrical Forte, and I appreciate each and every one of you for coming through on another great Tuesday here on Mike Nice. And as always, the phone lines are open. If you would like to start our discussion for today, or if you would like to make the Mike Nice, you have the opportunity to do so. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. And, man, we had a great, great, great discussion last week, man, on where do we draw the line in poetry and comedy. As you know, a lot of things were going on the past couple of weeks with comedy, and we just had a great discussion. So I thank everybody who came through last week. And if you were not able to come through last week, well, go to blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice and check out the archives. There is where you can find all the shows that we have had in the past. And, hey, catch up. But, again, man, appreciate y'all coming through, looking for another great Tuesday here on Mike Night. So, hey, again, make sure that you call in. But before we get started, something that we've been doing the last couple of weeks is I want to give you some black facts for that day. So today being June the 13th, I have a couple of black facts for you. On this day in 1990, Bernadette Locke became the first female on-court coach when she was named assistant coach of the University of Kentucky men's basketball team. On this day in 1967, Thurgood Marshall, U.S. Solicitor General, named to the Supreme Court by President Johnson, confirmed by the Senate on August 30th, and became the first black Supreme Court justice. On this day in 1937, Eleanor Holmes, which later she became Eleanor Norton, was born in Washington, D.C., a graduate of the Yale University School of Law. Norton will also become the chairperson of the New York City Commission on Human Rights and a Georgetown University law professor before being elected a non-voting delegate to Congress representing the District of Columbia. And right there is your little-known black facts for today. And again, man, make sure you call in. We're going to get this thing started, man. We are excited about what's going on here at Mike Nice. And hey, tell somebody about it. Tell somebody about it. And hey, here's your second win by Sierra Shears.
From this world, and I'ma be set apart and deep, you'll be holy. A citizen of heaven, his kingdom's path. On one of these future days, I'm gonna fly away to that holy place, his city. Life there isn't cold, never a day will I grow old. I will walk those streets of gold in his city, his beautiful city. Cause this old world is not my home.
No, 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 don't you wanna go with me one day?
Yeah, when he sounds the trumpet, we'll be ready. Or still in your sin, lost as lost can be. Will he welcome you into his kingdom? Or say, I don't know you, depart from me. All I know is, on one of these future dead days, I'm gonna fly away to that holy place, his city, this beautiful city, like there isn't cold. Never a day will I grow old. I will walk those streets of gold. Yes, will you be there with me one day? When the heavenly Father cracks the sky.
Ooh, when you lead us to
our eternal home in heaven.
Intelligence, you woo me, you caught me. different and special in every way imaginable. You love me from my hair follicle to my toenails. You got me feeling like the breeze, easy and free and lovely and me. Oh, when you touch me, I just can't control it. When you touch me, I just can't hold it. The emotion
a little bit of bass.
Oh boy, it's a mystery. I see all that we could be. If only you would hear how much you mean to me. Don't know if it's love. Do you believe?
They gave me 15 minutes. I'm going to give you a fire hydrant of wokeness. Y'all with it? All right. Dear Board of Education, so are we. So are we. At no point in the lives that we actually live do we sit in rows and listen to pontifications. At no point did our mom hand us written exams on how to wash the dishes. No. She pulled a stool up to her next to her at the sink, handed us a dish rag, and said, "Watch how mommy does it, now you try. Learning by doing. It's a crazy idea, it just might work." It's like, who knew we were learning? Those stools felt like magical ladders into altered universes, informational portholes, wormholes into other places where kids were equals. Being privy to information only those with driver's license and facial hair had, like, who knew we were learning? No clue Pops was teaching us time management and budgeting, miniature project coordinators. He said, I'm going to show you how to do these chores. And if they done when I get home, that allowance, yo, it's yours. And maybe some ice cream's involved too. Remember when we were in kindergarten and you had to learn about worms? Yeah, you went outside and you played with worms. What a novel idea, dear Board of Education. So are we. Dear Board of Education, all I've learned from your system is the fact that it's just a system that you set up. And if I just repeat what you said to me in Jane Schaefer method, then I passed, right? You're just testing my ability to regurgitate. And if your greatest instructors are miserable, I'm sure it's not the student's fault. See, this pain I know firsthand. These grand, wonderful learning moments, these wonderful lessons plans that would cause students' eyes to sparkle like they just caught rides on shooting stars. These lessons have wings only to get clipped to fit into the low-res JPEG you call a state standard. Why do you insist this is the industrial age? My child is not a widget, and a school should not be an assembly line, making my daughter's diploma equivalent to an inspected by a 2235 stamp, dear Board of Education. So are we. Dear Board of Education, there's not a scantron on the planet that can measure inspiration. This is what our instructors passed on that matters, but instead you'd have us doing a jig to the AYP score. See, Nickleby got a shucking and jiving, but you can't measure a teacher inviting his student inviting his teacher to a quinceañera or a soccer match or waiting rooms and free clinics. I can name 10 kids offhand who would still be
Exodus 3 and 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. That is what you say to the children of Israel. I am has sent me to you. John 18:6. As Yeshua said, I am he. They all drew back and fell to the ground. There is power in the proclamation of your identity. Your gift, your talent is a part of that. No one can take that from you. So don't sit idle losing who you are because someone else refuses to recognize it. When he tries to label you to be less than, look them dead in the eye and say that I am.
I am poetry. And this is more than just a hobby. Verbally, I lobby for the rights with the same fist that salutes the fight. My right hand write what's right, like freedom is not free speech that man outlined on Capitol Hill when God was the first to give us free will. But still, we believe in the same institutional compositions that took prayer out of the school systems, that made worship in the workplace a form and its coordination. All I'm saying is that I'm one of God's gifts, but words like this is why the world labeled me a mischief like Moses. I got a purpose. The stage is sacred like a pulpit. I take my soapbox like a fetish, become psychotic to transform your ignorance. My performance is not an act, but a testimony of my acts and facts. It still remains that the revolution will not be televised. The truth will not be on YouTube, and I'm not some radical fool looking for attention. My poetry is what makes me a legend. Like I mentioned, there's no death when I have the resurrection. My words are verbal blessings, much more than just a movement. For me, it's much more like a mission. Scribe divine messages that's hidden in your conscience that allow you to make conscious decisions. So this is a lesson for your salvation. So if you can't understand my English, you can say it with an accent. Like I said, I add tags to hashtags, and I wasn't asked to be a poet, but God tagged the ashes on my forehead of a prophet, an activist and artist with many talents. I'm from a spiritual lineage balanced by the Alpha and Omega, better defined as a destined creation from the Creator. So I will forever be hung on a cross as my lips speak directions for my boss. I carry on a gospel to the lost, to the crippled, waiting for miracles. Spirit welcomes you because this entrance is beautiful.
I am born of the labor pains of struggle. Under barking dog dog, you can't quill with the muzzle. For I cry for those who can't cry and shed tears of hope. I yearn to be a voice of reason when you reach the end of your rope. I am one who speaks life with his tongues. I seek to encourage the masses with the last breath drawn from my lungs. I inhale doubt and exhale prosperity. Hold firm my ground, speak with boldness and clarity. I am the authenticity stolen from pride. Out to fulfill the destiny shown when I was spared the choice of suicide. I am the tears birthed from hard times given life. the glitch in the matrix you thought you saw twice. But I am a one-time, one-of-a-kind life anomaly. There is no other me, or this God gave me the monopoly. I am who I am, my gifts from the inner essence. I am my poetry, and I speak hope into your presence.
I have to warn you, it is addictive. It will seduce your palate rather quickly. Feel me? Sabor. That's what I bring to the table. A blend of international flavors to wake up your senses. En inglés y en español. Es melao. A complete body experience. No translation needed. Cause even if you don't understand me, I guarantee you will feel it. Es ritmo, dancing through my veins, my pores, crying out sweat, begging to stay connected, elated, infected, and it's not even a disease. It's called corazón abierto, the ability to transmit sentimiento all within my speech. Es un don, a real gift from Papa Dios, a heartbeat trapped, set free by the echo of a drum. In a conga song, you caress the rim and you strike again. Better yet, you thump and feel the screams from your palms turn into a beat. You thump your feet and live. Tukutum pa pa pa, tukutum pa, tukutum pa pa pa, tukutum pa. Feel the rhythm, speak, teach, preach, beseech, not. You off your feet while you get lost in it. Ah, sabor. That's what I bring to the table. Latina flavor served to you as spoken word.
For as long as I can remember, I've always had this void in my life. This empty feeling deep, deep inside me that you can't quite shape, no matter how hard you try. It sort of consumes and eats away at you. You have great happy moments, and just when you think things are fine, surprise, the feeling always comes back. It's just a matter of time. The constant frustration to fill this void, something to ease the pain. What's the cause? Nobody knows yet. You feel the sad emptiness every single day. It leaves you feeling so empty and down, like you're missing something somehow. Something that's a big part of me, and once I have it, I'll be happy. I just need that one thing, this missing key, and once I get my hands on it, I'll be complete. Because I've tried everything, friends, education, material stuff. No matter how hard I try, it never seems to be enough. It sucks. I know people tell me that I just need to think more positively, or the solution to all my problems is self-love. It's not as simple as that. Not when you've got to the point where you just feel numb. I so badly want to fill my heart with so much happiness it takes all the sadness away. My childhood was so dark and angry that I always thought in my adult life, things would change. Somehow I would no longer feel the same, and I don't. Things aren't as intense anymore, but there's no denying that this feeling is always there, and it's something I can't explain. I just wish it would go away. I always thought that when I grow up, things would be different. I just thought that things would be different. You look at other people, and they always seem so happy. You know, you observe people's lives, whether that be in person, social media, TV, and it always seems to come to them so naturally. And I know that stuff can be misleading, but when you feel so empty, you can't help but look and think, why can't that be me? Because you want that. You so desperately want that, and you feel like you're doing all the right things. You know, you're hanging out with friends, talking about it, dancing to silly music, and in the moment you feel great. You're in a good, happy place. But sooner or later that feeling goes away, and the emptiness kicks in again. Do I sound crazy? God, I feel like I sound so crazy. tend to feel a lot late at night. That's when I write. Sometimes I'm so overwhelmed with emotion, I just cry. And I don't know why. It makes me feel like there's something wrong with me. And it's hard to admit, so it becomes easier to lie and pretend that everything's fine. So that's what I say. I say that I'm fine. Events from my past that affect my adult life. I lash out and get down out of nowhere, and I can't explain why. It just gets so messed up in my head sometimes. Because you can't escape it, not when it's all happening in your mind. So you beat yourself up, and you beat yourself up till you feel so small. Sometimes you can be in a room full of people and still feel so alone. I can put on an act and pretend to be tough. But deep down, I never quite feel brave enough. You can feel so small in this big, big world that I feel like all I have are my words to keep my sense of control. These poems, they're like my therapy, you know? A way to release and pour out my soul in hopes that it'll make me feel better and somehow fill this empty hole. One day I'll be able to look back at everything and it won't hurt so much anymore. I'll be able to look back at what happened and not feel so sore. Because there's no cure. There's no quick way to fix it. It's just something you learn to live with. But it'll get easier. You are not the demons in your mind. You are not the hurt and pain you feel on the inside. You're stronger than that. You can fight. Understand that it's all temporary and that these things take time. So chin up. Breathe. Allow yourself to feel everything there is to feel. You're going to get through this. Give it some time, and you'll heal.
To get this beach body, that P90X, Brad Pitt, Bradley Cooper, Tyrese, Trey Songz, Matthew McConaughey, beach body, I'm trying to sweat in front of everybody.
Word.
They got the shorty with them Angelina Jolie lips to lick my torso, and got me looking like a wet chocolate. Look at my biceps.
They're kind of puny. They're kind of chunky.
But I've been working on them. We can be models. I could take off my shirt mad sexy.
I can stare at a camera intensely for 37 seconds straight and not blink.
I can bathe in baby oil.
I can run on the beach in slow motion.
I could catwalk down a runway in zebra panties.
I can't do that. Having a slow metabolism ruins everything. All my friends will be in tank tops, and I'll be in a hoodie. I'm good at zipping up my insecurities, thinking I can sweat them out.
I'm trying to get this beach body.
I'm too skinny.
I guzzle junk food
like my mouth's a garbage chute, but my intestines are allergic to trans fat. I want to be a flexing horse leg,
galloping beach sand into a red carpet.
Customized for me.
disrupt the shoreside like a centaur on a conveyor belt. I'm trying to get this beach body, but there is salvation in snack closets on licked plates of seconds at the bottom of a pint of ice cream. I use Haagen-Dazs as a morphine cylinder
because she said my arms weren't strong enough to carry her.
I think I'm weak. I think I'm fat. I think I'm ugly. The beach is no place for a whale like me. For a minivan with its tank on E, I want to be Baywatch bearable. Broken bottle cut. Have you seen my muscles and my scars?
You smell that?
That's macho moisture. My hour-long workout routine consists of
5 minutes of push-ups on my bedroom floor, a denial mirror repelling my lanky limbs,
5 minutes of keeping my chin high over the bar of self-doubt,
10 minutes placing 100 pounds of failure on my chest so it becomes the elephant in the room,
10 minutes of jogging with ghosts, chuckling at my chunky thighs, and I'll smile, knowing I'll soon be able to fit into my old butt pants,
30 minutes thinking sweat is a masculinity cloak, and I'm weary from trying to work out my rational fears, drown them in a puddle of perspiration, shove the imperfections I should be proud of underwater. My gap-toothed smile.
My frizzy hair.
My funny-shaped head.
The extra weight that kept me grounded.
The missing pounds that make me a kite flailing freely through the wind, not bound by muscle. So yes,
I'm trying to get this beach body that
Channing Tatum,
David Beckham,
Al Cool J,
beach body.
But we're tired
and exhausted from trying to be something we're not.
Happiness. Noun, quality or state of feeling happy, having good fortune, contentment, pleasure, or joy.
Like that moment when as a child you were given your first toy. It's the experiences you have in life that show you it's the little things that matter.
Those small details that bring everything together. It's not about wealth, fashion, gourmet food, or which iPhone version is better.
Because no matter how many times you upgrade Siri, still won't have all the answers. It's about the relationships that you build that builds you a strong character in return.
Around the world, there's people with no money, no clothing, no food. Survival. Each day is what they push themselves through.
We have everything. They have little to almost nothing.
But on the scale of defining happiness, we're the ones with something left to learn.
That it's perspective. Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times when one only remembers to turn on the light.
Happiness is the sun. It radiates rays of moments that light up the world.
Like that moment when you look at your best friend. Without saying one word, you both smile because it's as if the forces of telepathy have conjoined your thoughts into one.
That moment when your crush checks the "Yes, I do like you" box on that secret, but not so secret, note you left. Okay.